Good afternoon. There's nothing more important than creating jobs, putting more Missourians back to work, and managing taxpayer resources responsibly. That's been my priority from day one. We're working every day to create jobs in every corner of our state, from RNs to research scientists, electricians to EMTs. We're also working tirelessly to balance the budget, to keep our fiscal house in order, and to manage taxpayer resources wisely. Last month, I called this special session to pass legislation to support our ongoing efforts on both of these critical issues, job creation and fiscal discipline. Today, quite frankly, the General Assembly is letting real opportunities to move our state pass us by. When it comes to job creation, the General Assembly has missed opportunities to position Missouri for competition in the global economy and the emerging industries of the future. While we're pleased the General Assembly has sent the Missouri Science and Innovation Reinvestment Act, hence why we call it OSIRA, to my desk, legislators have fallen short on other important components of our jobs package, including the Compete Missouri and tools to increase international exports. There is no doubt these tools will be helpful in our efforts to compete for the jobs of tomorrow. And we'll continue to work with the General Assembly to identify a pathway forward in this critical package. The Made in Missouri Jobs Package also would have reined in extensive and expensive tax credit programs and made strategic investments in the jobs and industries of the future. I've said it before, 1, 2, 35, 45. There's no reason Missouri should lead the nation in spending in historic and low-income tax credits, but rank near the bottom in terms of investment in K-12 and higher education. Unfortunately, the General Assembly is letting resolvable differences get in the way of progress, and they have stalled on these important tax credit reforms coupled with strong job creation tools. But my commitment here and now to the Missouri taxpayers remains unchanged. We will continue to make the tough decisions necessary to keep our fiscal house in order, to protect our spotless AAA credit rating, and to ensure that we have the resources to invest in essential priorities like education. That commitment is rock solid. Regardless of whether the General Assembly is able to resolve these differences, my administration will continue to work today, tomorrow, next week, next month, and next year, and beyond to create jobs and to strengthen communities and to move our economy forward. And we'll continue to do so with fiscal responsibility and accountability. We get up every morning looking for opportunities to create jobs and put more Missourians back to work. And we won't stop until every Missourian who wants to work and contribute to their community has the opportunity to do so. We are making progress. Our exports up, yet again, $1 billion in the last two quarters. More folks are taking advantage of higher education and job training programs through initiatives like Caring for Missourians and Training for Tomorrow. National and international brokerage firms are pointing to Missouri as a top state for business, and we expect to have more good news on the automotive front in the coming weeks. But we all know we have more work to do. Let me be clear. As governor, I will use every tool and resource at my disposal to work with local communities, with businesses, and with entrepreneurs to build the opportunities for folks to find jobs and careers to lead productive lives. That's been my priority from day one, and it will be my priority every day as I serve as your governor. Thank you. I'll be glad to take questions. Clearly, there the differences between the two sides of the Capitol, I think, are solvable, wouldn't want to completely shut the door on getting that done. I mean, we work on economic development projects, all over the state. When we see those opportunities, we move forward. It's important to note that MAMTEC has not received a single dollar in state tax credits or incentives. Each of our programs, whether it's a quality jobs or a build or a community development block grant, has specific and detailed criteria. A company must meet those requirements before it is eligible to receive those funds, whether those funds are in the form of a loan, a grant, or retention of withholding taxes. Last year, obviously, they received preliminary notification of a number of these. That incentives package was based on their expectation to create 600 jobs. Those jobs have not been created, and the company has not received those incentives.
Were you aware when you made that announcement that they were relying on finding people who were
I don't run the Department of Economic Development, and I don't work the deals at the ground level. The bottom line is when we see opportunities to move forward, and we have tools that if those jobs are created will be assistance, we use those tools, and I use my efforts to try to highlight communities that are moving forward in that regard. Yeah, Joe. Yeah, Joe. We've had a special session here. We've got a lot going on, and I think there's a lot of members of the press corps that have got questions. This is not one person. I'll be glad to spread out the questions here. Joe. Twenty-eight to six and thirty to four. The bills passed the Senate. Okay. The bills went to committee, and in 4 weeks were never reported out of committee in the House. Okay, no state dollars were up there. We have deals all over the last 20 years. I mean, there's been deals all over the place. Clearly, we've had opportunities to add to and strengthen our tools. To make savings in a tax credit and add strength to our economic development programs, we feel that we push really hard to try to get this done this week. Spent a lot of hours at it, and that's the focus of what we got to get done. Not excuses, but focus. Not reasons why folks didn't have to act to get something done. I mean, there's a lot of Missourians out of work. They don't want to hear differences and excuses and complaints. They want people to come together to lay out a clear, affordable path to help move our economy forward. And that's what I hear. I don't hear people. I hear folks saying, let's get folks together and do this. And I see the Senate pass a bill after a lot of work. I mean, 30-4, a bill that wasn't an easy bill to pass. 28-6, a bill that has, almost $1 billion in savings in it for tax credits and strengthens significantly our job creation tools. I've said all along, I mean, I've tried to work with the House and the Senate on this, and we'll continue to do that. Measures in that zone will clearly help our economy. Excuses about why that's not on my desk will not. I've talked to House and Senate and everybody, and it's a bicameral legislature. You work with both bodies. I mean, I think we'll put that through the normal bill review process. I think that included within that bill review process will be a couple of things. First of all, I think we need to interact with some local school boards and individual teachers to see what their thoughts are on that and look at the specific language in there. But we'll give that a good hard look. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to read. I mean, they talk like it. I haven't had a chance to look at the exact words, David. So let me finish the answer, David, because it's a good question. It's an appropriate question. I mean, it would appear that they've gone in a broader focus than what my intent was when we brought folks to town. But that being said, I mean, we want to go through the bill review process fully, and we want to engage, I think, with some of the local school districts and individual teachers out there to get a real and deeper sense. I mean, clearly. This is something that the first time it came through, I don't think that everybody understood fully the challenges that it might present to limit communication in that fashion between teachers and their students, and it struck a nerve, so we got to get it right. Phil. The folks that are here in the Capitol, are. But I mean, they were before. Those same folks signed off on the bill before. I mean, all the folks that represent those groups were at those hearings too. I mean, it's. I think that's why I said I want to go out there and we're going to talk to you know, teachers in schools. We're going to talk to local school boards. I mean, I think it's important. I mean, we've got to get this right. And we don't want to impede the tools of education. But on the other hand, if this is, if it's, you know, like I say, we'll give it a full view. But they signed off before, too. I just until I have a chance to look at the exact words and get a sense of it, I wouldn't want to say one way or the other. Yeah, Bob. You know, once again, we'll give it the full review and see what words are in there. In rating my angst, I guess, over things that I haven't read yet, it's a difficult standard here. But the bottom line is that bill passed by constitutional majority in both houses. It stands on its merits. I mean, my sense is that what we'll do is look at that. But if it is as we think it is, in the sense of how important it can be to begin to make us competitive for science and technology in the future, that it's something I've supported in the past, and I would I would hope it's in a form I could sign, and I would fully expect that it would be. Yeah. Jason, I'll get everybody. We're here. No. Yeah. Well, as I've said time and time again, I mean, economic development and these movements and all this sort of stuff is part of a continuum. Certainly, I think some of the additional tools would be helpful, but my golly, there's not these nations have been around for hundreds of years. You know, it's yeah, Joe. That's going to be up to my interpreter. I mean, I'll make sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it. Though there's a lot of stuff out there. I agree. I think that, you know, as I said before, I mean, we were up 35% last year in trade. When we put together our strategic plan for the future, one of the key targeted strategic areas is foreign trade. We're up $1 billion more, 13% more in Q1 and Q2 of this year, not just in that market, but in South America, in Korea, and lots of places around the world. And quite frankly, the Missouri businesses have made solid inroads. And as governor, trying to enhance those and to make sure we've got deliverables of increased opportunities is important, whether a bill passes or not. I mean, we make great products in Missouri. We provide great services in our state. An international economy is something I've been talking about for a long time, something we feel strongly about. It's not about passing a bill or not as the single differential between whether or not we're going to continue to see expansion of export opportunities from Missouri. I would like to have some additional tools, but, I don't see this as a light switch. It's just another opportunity. Yeah. As I said before, I work on economic development at a level far above what the details of the day-to-day overworking of the Department of Economic Development are. I don't have that level of detail. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaker, House Majority.
the development of economic incentive packages of public business conducted by the Department of Economic Development, it's certainly acceptable to review those processes. I mean, let's put all this in a little context here, okay? Let's not go for the excuse de jure. Let's back up a little bit. We came really close in the regular legislative session to getting a lot of this stuff done. Most of the measures we're dealing with here are very, very close and very expensive when it comes to tax credit reform. Okay, and everybody, the folks said we need to come back and get this done. And based on that, we called a special session. And we've been at this for 4 weeks. The Senate worked hard. The House has worked hard. Folks have spent a lot of hours at this. The Senate actually passed these two measures, 28-6, 30-4. The bills never got up for a vote in the House. Let's focus on what we can get done and try to get it done. I think that's the obligation we have to the people up here, not to figure out how to craft a discussion of why reason it didn't get done. Yeah.
Bob.
You guys talk to them a lot. I mean, I think that the differences, as I said at the beginning here, those differences, are bridgeable. I mean, the differences when you put it into context of where we are, I thought and think there's a pathway forward which accomplishes the goals. That's all. I mean, I don't want to be a, I'm not a critique on the individual arguments of individual members or whatever. While I'm engaged in dealing with individuals, this was doable. Well, I mean, it does cost money to have special sessions. Absolutely, I think they're aware of that. I think that's why they're doing it in that fashion, so that there'll be, less cost, I guess. But as I said before, I've said all along that the differences between the position in the measure as passed. Measures as passed in the Senate and what was at least talked about in the House, I think there's a pathway to get through there, and I think the differences are not insurmountable.
And that approach may also guarantee the doom of St. Louis Police Law Patrol moving the presidential primary and some other bills. Would it make the whole session a lost cause or mostly a lost cause if a lot of it doesn't get done?
Well, I mean, it... certainly not everything that was laid out as a goal at the beginning of the session is residing on my desk for final approval. I mean, I don't have to. That's stating the obvious. But I think that the centerpiece of this has always been for me, as I've said time and time again, putting together this comprehensive jobs package and paying for it. And they came short of the mark on getting that done within this time frame. I remain committed to getting that done now or whenever.
Tax credits has always been a big stumbling block. Maybe even going back as far as the Senator. Yeah. The Senate wants sunsets. The House generally doesn't. You've been involved in talks of people from both sides. You talk about bridgeable issues. Is that one of them?
Well, I mean, it really seems like it. I mean, they certainly had those in their agreement early in the summer. I mean, that was part of what they said they agreed on. And so, how many lanes are on the bridge. I'm not sure, but they built the bridge.
You said multiple times before the special session that you wanted a crisp, clear consensus on everything. Do you regret calling the legislature in special session?
Oh, it's always good to see my friends. My golly, folks, I mean, 28-6 in the Senate and 30-4 for these complicated measures after everything we've been through over the years, and to be this close to tax credit reform and some significant economic development pieces, and to get MOSIRA finally, pending review of it, but finally across the line, is that's an important step. It shows, I think, a sensitivity and a sense out there of folks know that we need to try to do what we can in this economy to give us the sharpest tools possible to add jobs. So, I think that this, while everything didn't get done in the time frame we wanted, I do certainly believe that the members have been sensitized to how important it is, and the Senate moving that bill, those bills, was clearly a positive step. I wasn't even aware of the lawsuit. I mean, I wouldn't even filed in Missouri.
Filed here in Paul County.
I try to keep up on current events. You got me on that one. I got to go back and read the AP wire. I'm not. Lawsuits came a lot less interesting to me when I walked across High Street about 2.5 years ago. Thank you all.